Education is a hot-button issue in Florida, one that Governor Rick Scott knows well. After slashing billions from public schools after he was initially elected, Scott quickly reversed course and pushed to put the money back after a strong public backlash. His budget proposals this year call for increased dollars for public schools, colleges, and universities, and lawmakers are prepared to deliver on it.
I would, without going through it box by box, draw your attention to the funding increases. As you can see, in public schools, FEFP, we have an increase of $651 million, $18,212.
Senate Education Appropriations Subcommittee Chairman Bill Galvano unveiled his chamber's education spending plan Wednesday. The FEFP is the formula the state uses to break down how much money school districts get per student, and it's coming in at nearly $19 billion in overall K-12 education funding for the upcoming fiscal year. The state and school districts will split that cost, with districts getting their portion from local property taxes. Florida lawmakers aren't looking at increasing property tax rates to account for the increase in spending. Instead, explains Florida's chief economist Amy Baker, they're looking at a rise in property value.
What they're saying is that if you take the same rate and charge it against a higher value, then you're going to bring in more money.
Baker heads the State Office of Economic and Demographic Research and says the numbers lawmakers are using to determine how much local governments will contribute are based on the state's housing market recovery. As property values go up, so does the revenue that fills coffers for school districts.
So it's just like the sales tax. If someone spends a dollar, the state brings in 6 cents on each dollar. But if that same person instead spent $2, we would bring in 12 cents, even though the tax rate didn't change. It was 6% either way.
Baker cautions the numbers lawmakers are working with are estimates and notes final tallies won't be in until June, well after lawmakers have solidified the state's budget. But the House and Senate are recommending similar amounts for per student spending, making good on the governor's call for more dollars going directly into the classroom, says House Education Appropriations Chairman Eric Frezen.
And the education state funding exceeds any previous year in Florida's history.
The House is looking at a nearly $208 per student increase in spending. But this is just the start of the state budget process. The two chambers still have to pass their budgets, and differences in funding amounts have to be ironed out, as Democratic State Representative Dwayne Taylor points out.
This is not the final budget, and that there's a lot of non-recurring dollars that's not in here that we had last year that may possibly be placed in the budget, maybe at the next stop.
One area the two chambers will have to reconcile deals with how much money to put into school district technology and infrastructure. The state is trying to shore up its hardware and classrooms with purchases for tablet computers. It's also trying to get enough bandwidth into schools to run all its new technology. When it comes to such upgrades, the House and Senate are about $40 million apart. Schools will need to boost their digital footprints in time for students to take new exams, which will soon be administered online. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.